Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
I'm Micheline Malouf.
And I'm Nadia Adesi, licensed therapist and host of Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health. Join us for discussions with Megan Trainor, Chris Bosch, Rebel Wilson, and more.
From discussing motherhood to immigrating to general mental health, our guests are awe-inspiring. We all struggle with the same things, so let's talk about it and destigmatize them. Find our new podcast, Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health, on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep. Honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow. Ow.
Some things never change. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. It is important to understand that everybody travels a different path to success. That is because your brand is different. The challenges you face in your life are different. They really are. So stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. My Money Making Conversations interviews will encourage you to lead with your gifts and never use age as an excuse when you're planning your goals. It's food time. Everybody who listens to my show know I go a little extra when I have a guest on with food, because I am a foodie. I'm an award-winning baker. I like to throw that out there, let everybody know I got skills. I eat, but I have skills. My guests bringing vegan options and food awareness to the city of Atlanta has always been a life dream of my guest, Pinky Cole. She's the founder and CEO of Slutty Vegan. She's opening the conversation on vegan food options for people who have never considered them in communities that have such high numbers in hypertension, cholesterol, obesity, and a host of other foodborne ailments. At Slutty Vegan, they have combined superb taste with plant-based ingredients so you can remain vegan and get a little naughty. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, my friend, Pinky Cole. How you doing, Pinky?
Pinky, I'm doing very well. How you doing?
Because you know that's what people see you. Pinky, what's up, Pinky? Girl, over here.
Look, you wouldn't believe how many intros I get, but you know what? As long as they call up my name, I'm doing something
Come
right.
Come on now, you know. But you know when you're in the streets, people say that. Pinky, what's up? Can you get me to the front of the line? This line's longer. Can you move me up front? Come on.
I get it all the time.
Well, you know, I've known about you. I've lived in Atlanta since 2007. And I eat all types of food. So as a person who always look at talent and always looking at trying to reach out to people who are doing something unique in the community when it comes to food, what allowed you to separate yourself with other restaurants? I'm not just talking about vegan restaurants, but just other brands. You know, you're such a competitive market. You know, Atlanta has such a strong restaurant market. What has allowed you to separate? That's my first question I want to ask you about vegan.
Well, the first thing is timing, right? I think oftentimes we really don't understand how important timing of a thing is, right?
Right.
So if you know anything about Uber and Lyft, there were other companies that started that did the same exact thing at the same exact time as Uber and Lyft, but those businesses didn't work. But the timing of Uber and Lyft was so on point that it gave them the opportunity to really thrive in a market that really didn't even exist at that time. So I say all that to say that the timing for Slutty Vegan couldn't be better, right? I started my company during an era where, one, people started to walk into a new level of consciousness to be at least even interested in wanting to eat better. That's number one, right? Secondly, they said, okay, all right, so vegan is not a thing. But like, we're open to try it because it really doesn't exist on the mainstream, but it's here, but like nobody has ever made it cool. So what I did was I made it cool, but I didn't just focus on the food element. I focused on the experience. So Rashawn, you said it, when you asked the question, you said the marketing, right? So mm-hmm. We put so much emphasis in the marketing, from the timing that we got to do this thing that it allowed us to be one of the businesses that everybody knows and loves. So yeah. To the naked eye, it may just seem like a restaurant, but it's bigger than a restaurant, right? It's bigger than burgers and fries. We're making people excited about a lifestyle. And I don't know that a lot of businesses do that, but I feel like that's the formula to our success, is that just like Pepsi and Coca-Cola, right? Like, they're selling a lifestyle experience, and then you come get the product based on the experience. And we've been able to do that. And that sets us apart from a lot of the other businesses and vegan businesses that you see. But we upplay that whole marketing and that experience to get people excited about the brand.
Okay, cool. Let's get to the heart of it. You are a star. Okay. I've worked around stars. You know that. You see my bio. I know when I say star. So you can give me all that little nice marketing. You know, Steve Harvey, he sold tickets because he was Steve Harvey. Okay. Yeah, he worked hard. He marketed. He worked on his jokes, but he separated himself because he believed in himself. Plus, he had a unique ability to communicate. A unique ability, same thing with Stephen A. Smith, same thing with Tia Morris, same thing with Jamie Foxx, same thing with Monique, all these people I work with, Gabrielle Union and Nick Cannon. And you fall in that class of people who clearly can be talented someplace else, but have chosen to be talented in the food industry, in the food service industry. Why did you choose this course? Because like I wanted to say that, because sometimes when I get people on the show, especially uniquely talented people like on the show, you tend to want to give a global perspective on your success. Okay. Everybody, vegan just didn't start last week. You know that. Okay. Come on now.
It's interesting because like I can only be real and raw, right?
So absolutely. Vegan raw, just vegan raw.
Yeah. I can only be vegan raw, but you also said it too. Listen, people love me.
Yes.
And because people love me, they're going to buy into the experience because they're loving the person that curates that experience. But it all speaks in the same breath, right? They're going to fall in love with the marketing and want to be a part of the experience, but they also know who created that experience and they love that person.
I loved you before I knew what you did.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
I'm saying, okay, so, no, I understand that. Okay. You know, people know brands. You know, if people know about Chick-fil-A and had never eaten a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And so, so same thing. So your marketing has made you a mainstay in conversation. In other words, you could say that you are the voice of, you know, I'm just telling you, you know, a lot of people can listen to the show and go, why are you saying that? But you all become a brand, a vegan brand, a voice. And so when you speak, there's so much credibility tied to it because the success is tied to it. The, you know, the social media numbers are tied to it. You know, your community uplift is tied to it. So you go beyond just the restaurant and people lining up. People see a soul, a spirit, and you understand how to connect the two. And so that's why I say is that, yeah, we could talk about the marketing, but let's get to the core of why this is successful. It's you. One, you're willing to put in. I always tell people, there are 24 hours in a day. Learn to use every hour of that. You do that.
Yeah.
You get up at the same time all the time. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're committed to uplifting people, not only yourself, but also the community. Because you figure, hey, you, God has blessed you. It's even a bigger blessing if you share those opportunities. You do that.
Yeah. And
then,
and you know,
Go talk. I'm gonna shut up and listen to you for a minute. Cause see, I can't stand people who are talented. Won't let nobody talk good about them. Just cut me off. I was right in the middle of one of them come to the mountain speeches. But you I'm gonna get quiet. Do what you gotta do. Okay, you used
so
to talking to those
about
hosts.
These conversations.
You.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm excited about these conversations because I work extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't look for the credit, right? So for you to give me my flowers, I wanna say that I appreciate you because like it's not my intention to get the flowers. Like I work hard because I love to do this.
Right.
Like this, when I say like I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock every single morning because my brain is wired like that because I know that I'm fulfilling my mission every single day. Like I'm in love with that.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear you speak on me like that, like I value that and I want to say thank you because you know sometimes you can always just be in a weeds. But like just to stop down. So I'm sitting here laughing when you're saying these things about me and that feels good in my spirit. Yeah. So I just wanted to add that.
Let's just Google Little Miss Pinky Coat, Forbes.com, BitterSoutherner.com, RollingOut.com, Facebook.com, AtlantaMagazine.com, VigNews.com, Essence.com. See, guess who face ain't a plate on any of those pictures, okay? No, the plate nowhere to be found.
That is true.
You know who image I'm every time I go, you know who image I see? I see Pinky Cole. The queen of vegan.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you know, let me tell you something.
I'm listening now. I'm listening to you.
I accidentally hopped into this, right? So like I'm sure you probably read about it before, but
no, I'm all ears. I'm new. I don't know nothing about you.
Okay.
Talk to me like I don't know you, Pinky. Because like I told you, I knew you before you had food. I didn't know. Somebody told me, you know, she does that vegan stuff. Huh? Slutty vegan. That's right.
Yeah.
But continue to educate me about you because you wouldn't let me talk about you. So obviously you're going to tell me something I don't know. So continue to talk, Miss Pinky.
I'm going to learn you something. So the day that I was born, while I was getting my freedom, my father was losing his. He was being sentenced to life in prison.
Wow.
He ended up doing 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, my mother was working 3 and 4 jobs every single day. Immigrant Jamaican woman, making sure that the lights were always on, that we always had food on the table. We weren't eating what the average family was eating, but guess what? We made the best out of them big beans and rice when we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just made sure that we had everything that we needed. We may not have had everything that we wanted, but we definitely surely had what we needed. So I remember maneuvering through life, always wanting to figure out ways to put my mother in position so that she didn't have to work that hard because my father was in prison. Meanwhile, my father would call me from prison, from federal prison, telling me what books to read, telling me about stocks and bonds and telling me like how to be a boss and a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I took those experiences and I made them my own. I started throwing parties at 14 years old. I was making $4,000 every single week. I remember counting money with my mother on the couch, making more than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I'm selling candy, selling food, just always wanting to create and get a residual off the things that I put together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got to college, I paid my way through college by doing hair, right? So beyond that, I've just always found ways to make money and to create things that people will be satisfied with. So in 2014, I came up with this concept after working at the Maury Show as a television producer called Pinky's Jamaican and American Restaurant. And I had this restaurant. It was doing well. I did my research. I just wanted to have a business. I'm not a chef. I just like to cook. It's a passion project. I'm Jamaican. I like food. So I came up with this concept, and it was doing extremely well for me, not to know anything about business. But then I realized that I needed to lose that restaurant in order for it to propel me to be who you see today, right?
Right.
So I had a grease fire at that restaurant. And then I got an opportunity to work as a casting director on a TV show called Iyanla Fix My Life. And while I was on that show, I eventually moved to Atlanta temporarily to work. And then I was in the house one day and I came up with Slutty Vegan. But never in a million years, if you'd have told me 2 years ago that bedroom idea that I created would be one of the hottest concepts in the country, I would have told you were lying. But I said that to say, you know, it almost felt like it was on accident, but it was really divine, right? Mm-hmm. It was written. It was supposed mm-hmm. to happen. And now when I look at things 2020, I realize that like I was walking in my purpose all along. It just manifested through Slutty Vegan. And now we're here.
Okay, cool. So how did the name Slutty Vegan come about? Because you said you came up with it. Did you share with anybody? Did you jokingly came up with it? How did it come up? How was it created?
So I was sitting in the bed.
In the bed.
And
who sits in their bed?
I am.
Who sits
let me
in
tell
bed?
You something.
You sit up in your bed. Your head against the headboard? How were you laying? Where were you? How were you sitting?
Let me tell you, I had some medicinal marijuana.
See what I'm saying? Hey, see, what you ain't gonna do is come on money making conversation. I was just sitting in the bed. Nobody just sits in their bed.
That's a part of the story that I don't really talk about yet. That's the book part, but I'm gonna give you that piece. But I was sitting in the bed and I was on somebody's cloud, and I come up with a million ideas all the time. Right. Something about being able to create ideas. It's almost like when a rapper freestyles, I can do that with ideas. So mm-hmm. if we sit in the same room for at least 10 minutes, I done came up with about 10 ideas and somebody's walking away with $1 billion idea.
Right.
So I was sitting in the house and I had my medicinal marijuana and it came to me like, oh, Slutty Vegan. Cause I knew that if I created Pinky's Vegan, it wasn't going to have the same traction. And how did I know that? I knew that because working in TV, I know what people pay attention to. Mm-hmm. I know that sex sells. Mm-hmm. I know what's going to make them change the channel. I know what they're going to be tuned into. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take the two most pleasurable experiences in life, and that's sex and that's food, and mm-hmm. I'm going to put it in a pot and I'm going to stir. And I'm going to create something that's going to require people to ask questions, because guess what? The vegan lifestyle wasn't totally cool. Right. It wasn't something that Mm-mm. black people especially would say, oh, you know, let me get this couscous. They're not eating that. Mm-mm. They're like, this ain't got no flavor. I ain't eating that. So Mm-mm. how could I create something that's going to get people who don't normally eat like this to at least be interested in having a conversation? So the name sounded racy and I liked it. So many people was like, oh, that's too racy. That ain't gonna work. But I'm like, guess what? If you can't get past the idea that we're not selling sex, we're actually selling a lifestyle, but we're using sex as the buffer to get people to pay attention.
An attention grab. That's
yeah,
all. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I did. And it worked. And there was only, I was just having this conversation earlier. I got an opportunity to participate in a Super Bowl in 2019 and they wanted me to change the name. And at that point I realized, listen, I can never waver on what I created, because I created, it was intentional. I created it for a reason. And if people can't get past that intention and that mission, then those are people that I don't want to work with. And it's okay. You don't have to work with everybody. Mm-hmm. So here I am 2 years later. I got kids saying Slutty Vegan, Christians, Muslims. It don't matter your age, your creed, your wherever you from. People are talking about Slutty Vegan. You know why? Because not only is it a burger joint, we're helping the community. We're giving back. We're providing resources. We're giving opportunities. We're showing people what it looks like to be an unconventional entrepreneur. And we're changing the way that people think about food. If you don't fall in love with at least one of those things, you're just a hater. And that's just that.
Hater.
You know what I'm saying?
You threw that out there, the word hater? Man.
I get, but you see, I don't pay attention to that because I'm on the straight and narrow. And I know that I have something so great that will not only change the dynamic of my family, it'll also change the world.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whether your event needed one room or an entire conference center, Hopin has revolutionized the way people come together. With Hopin, you can host a fully fledged digital meetup complete with one-on-one meetings, hands-on sessions, and expo booths. And because everything is hosted in a single, easy-to-use platform, it can be as big or small as you want, remain convenient for anyone who wants to attend, and give you access to data you never would have known otherwise. Visit Hopin.com to learn more and get started.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? Start the new year with Otter.ai to generate automatic notes for meetings, interviews, or lectures. With Otter.ai, you can search the meeting notes, insert images, playback the audio, and share them with your friends or coworkers. You can capture action items, remember meeting details, and keep everyone informed. Otter.ai works for in-person or virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up for free at Otter.ai or download the app for free. Otter.ai, that's Otter.ai.
Well, you did. You had 359,000 Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, when I sit up and talk to little, I'm going to call you a baby genius, you know, because, you know, baby genius. Baby. Now, baby genius here. She up there in her bed, you know, she got marketing skills. She can articulate. You guys hear that on it. You know, she'd put like 4 or 5 sentences in a row. I could just ask her a question. She'd talk for 5 minutes. I just have to cut off because it's my show. What she's not going to do is come on my show and just all talk me now. Okay. Here's a guest, an amazing guest. Now, you say I took what people love the most, food and sex, put them in the pot, and I just start stirring. Let's start talking about that menu. Because, see, you're right. You know, because of the fact that I feel that your name created such a high level of curiosity that they brought in your age group, which is really key. And that's why I feel you're successful. Because, you know, because veganism to me was always felt like older generation food. You know, they're trying to eat before, you know, they figure out they need to start eating because they have their blood pressure too high. They're trying to get light. Right. You made it hip for your generation because you are a millennial.
But okay. You know what's so crazy? Let me tell you something real quick. Sorry to cut you off, but I got to say this.
You can cut me off anyway. I don't know why. Okay. Good. You know, next time, I know it is COVID-19. We're going to see each other next time. I'm just letting you know right now. Yes. Continue with your conversation.
Yeah, we're going to see each other. Mm-hmm. Listen, the aunties, they love me.
Absolutely.
My demographic is actually not the millennials. It's the people that are conservative, mm-hmm. that make a medium. Like, listen. 35 to 55 is my core audience.
There you go.
Believe that?
I see the lines.
Listen, these are women who have children. These are women who are conservative. This ain't even just the millennials. You got the older people. The people that support me the most, I laugh and I joke with my friends. I'm like, listen, I don't care what y'all say. The aunties love me. And as long as I got the aunties in my back pocket, I'm good.
Right. And you got them. And so 359,000 Instagram followers. Now, how does that help your business to have that amount of social media force tied to your, you know, certified account? And it's Instagram.
So beyond just Instagram followers, right, we have different channels where we have different audiences on. So Facebook, you may truly get like the aunties and the families.
Right.
And then on Instagram, you get the younger people. But mm-hmm. then we also have a community text group where I can text my consumer. Mm-hmm. Right. I can text them like I'm having a regular conversation with them. And we do that. We do it in the most organic way. I'm texting them like, hey, big head, what you doing? Come see me. And then I put the restaurant address. So I have about 7,000 people in there. And mm-hmm. then I have 20,000 people on my email blast. So how it helps me is that however I want to communicate with my people, I can use a different channel to do that mm-hmm. and a different tone to do that to get my message across. So say, God forbid, Instagram shuts down today. I know I got different channels to communicate with the people, but it's been a benefit to me nonetheless. because mm-hmm. I can touch the people. And that's why they love Slutty Vegan, because you see here, you see a restaurant concept that is moving into a corporate structure of a business. We're moving at scale. We're opening up new locations, but we still have the voice of the people, right? We still insert things that are happening in the culture into the business in an authentic way, where that's not exploiting people, but making people feel comfortable and safe to say that, guess what? I see myself in this business. I see the journey. Mm-hmm. I can follow the journey, and I can grow with this journey because I feel like I'm a part of it. And we make people feel a part of that journey. And that's really why it works. So we're able to use the channels that we have, and we have multiple channels, and we grow those channels every single day.
Great. Fantastic. You are a marketing guru. Now, you come on my show. I got 93,000 fan club members, my little e-blast. I got on my Facebook, got almost 800,000 Facebook. I say all this because I know you're opening up a third location in Atlanta, Georgia, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can little old Rashawn McDonald, moneymakingconversation.com, can he help promote your brand? Can I do that for you?
Sure.
Because you're a marketing machine. I'm just saying, I finally got you in my life, Pinky. I don't want to let you go. So I got to bow down to the queen now. You know, when the queen come in the room, you got to stand out from everybody else. You know, I ain't got no six pack. I got to stand out with marketing. I got the marketing over here.
So listen, we definitely can do something together.
Your third location. Tell us about your third location, because I'm going to feature that on Rashawn Eats. I drop that every Wednesday on my Facebook page. On my Instagram, I got like about 40,000 followers on my Instagram account. And of course, I got my YouTube account. I got 40,000 on my YouTube, moneymakingconversation.com. But more importantly, you know, I feel comfortable in being able to joke around with you because of the fact that, you know, you're a real person in the community. But before we get into your community, I want to talk about this third location you're opening. Tell the people why you're opening it. You know, we're coming out of the pandemic. Okay. We're not even out of the pandemic. And you made a decision to open up a third restaurant. Talk about it. Where is it located at?
So, you know, what I learned about Slutty Vegan is weatherproof, right? Mm-hmm. And Slutty Vegan is COVID proof. Mm-hmm. As long as we continue to do what we've been doing and learn how to pivot. And I think that that's the beautiful thing about entrepreneurs, knowing how to pivot, right? Mm-hmm. Like being a chameleon and like facing adversity and understand how to like change that adversity into a benefit to your business. And I think that I've been able to do that very well. And I say all that to say that I just opened up a second location a month ago that got lines down the block. So now I got two locations with lines down the block. Any day now, I'm opening my third location in historic Fourth Ward on Edgewood. And I'm doing that also in the middle of a pandemic. But I'm excited about that location because there's so much history there. Martin Luther King grew up less than 2 minutes away from that location. So there's a lot of historic elements. You got Auburn over there. So there's a lot going on in that neighborhood. And I feel like we can continue to revitalize Edgewood when we put a new staple in the community like Slutty Vegan. That's not just coming just to make money. We're coming to really like help the community grow, right? And be better. And that's what we do in every single community. So Edgewood is opening in the next few days. I'm excited about it. It's 3,000 square feet. We got a full-on kitchen. It's really just going to be an experience, right? People come and they could feel like they're at home when they come to Edgewood. When they come inside of Slutty Vegan, they're going to see pieces of history that's going to remind them why Atlanta is so necessary, why Edgewood is so necessary, and why business and commerce is so necessary. So you'll get pieces of that. You're going to get pieces of the HBCUs that are in the community. You're going to get elements of people who have taken Atlanta to the next level through politics, through business. Like you're going to get a lot of that. And what we've learned how to do in a great way, and we continue to do it, is we know how to teach and we know how to hide the education inside of the experience. And that's what we're going to be doing at Edgewood. So I'm excited. After Edgewood, we got two more locations that we're opening up in Atlanta. And then I'm on to the next state because we're growing and God is good.
Man, now I'm trying to figure out why I had met you. I'm going to call you Short. because you're talking all this noise to me right now. Now, there's a couple of things that you're doing in the community here. There's National Jingle Contest that you had, which I thought was super smart, with my boy Big Ticker over there at V103 in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing something with the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice, the DJJ, with the $10,000 scholarship jobs at your, it's all tied through the Pinky Cole Foundation, and you being Pinky Cole, the owner of Slowly Vegan Restaurant. These are both empowering formats. One is empowering and for entertainment purposes. It lets people know that they get the opportunity to work with an established or national known recording artist. Right there alone means that you got juice. And then you're on the show with my boy Big Tigger on a 103, V103. And then now you're doing the DJJ with the Georgia Department. So talk of the reason behind both adventures, I should say.
And because I watched my mother be a philanthropist. She was a hood philanthropist. She didn't even realize what she was doing. But you watched her. But I watched her, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I remember being a kid and we got 10 people living in a house. So, like, the community was embedded in me as a kid. I didn't understand what was happening, but I just knew that there were people coming from Jamaica that were staying at my mother's house that we didn't share the same blood, but they became family, right? So all through my life, I absorbed that watching my mother do that and saw her selfless attitude and behavior and how she moved as a queen. And I really like captured that from my mother. So as an adult, it's full circle. And I laugh with my mother about this because like philanthropy is at the core of who I am.
Right.
Right. So I'm a magnet to money. Money's going to come to me. I'm going to get it regardless. But to be able to help people and provide resources for people, that is more money than any dollar bill could ever be in my bank account, because I know that I get to uplift people and I know that those blessings are going to come back tenfold. So when I created the foundation, I created it because, one, being total transparent, my finance guy, like, all right, Pinky, you spending a lot of money helping people. What are we going to do? I said, you know what? Let's put some structure to this, because I'm the type of person, I'm going to take the shirt off my back to help somebody else.
Right.
So I created my foundation to do exactly what I do in my real life, help people. So I partner with the Department of Juvenile Justice to provide opportunities for 30 ex-juvenile offenders, right? Because I see them as people. And I know what it felt like to be on a receiving end of somebody being caught up in the system. So I wanted to help them and show them a different way of life. That's number one. Number two, providing resources for businesses in my area, the businesses in which I serve. You know, I've helped them financially support themselves while going through COVID and making sure that the people around me are doing good. Because if I'm doing good and they not doing good, then I'm not winning. Right. That's number two. Mm-hmm. Number three, in my foundation, I'm doing something called Votenik with Jermaine Dupri and Impossible Fools to get people excited about voting. So at the end of the day, I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. Because guess what? Once upon a time, we didn't have the right and the ability to do that. So now that you have an opportunity to do that, exercise it. However you do it, just exercise it so that your voice can be heard. But those are just three of the million things that we've already done in the foundation. But it feels good to know that I can use that platform to help people build generational wealth. Oh, and the one thing that I didn't, this is the biggest thing that I'm working on that I'm actually about to drop.
Lord, forgive for you forget something. Okay, talk.
I'm partnering with Derek Hayes. He owns a restaurant called Big Dave's Cheesesteaks. We're doing a life insurance initiative where we're providing life insurance for every single black man in Atlanta who makes $30,000 or less. So that they don't have to pay for. So what I do is like real community work, right? So like, I call myself a hood politician, right? I'm not super versed in politics. And to be honest, that's really not my thing. However, I like to help people. And I know that I can reach the community by helping them and showing them that there's a better way by providing them resources, giving them access to information, because you know people don't really want to give us access. But now I'm going to make it my responsibility to provide access, resources, and to show people about financial literacy. The things that I didn't learn, now I know that I can show you. And I do all of that through my foundation.
Well, she is the queen. I love her. First time we've actually talked. It's the first time we've actually communicated. And she got to hear what I think about her. And I hope she understands this is honest talk from somebody who recognizes gifted people. And more importantly, her community involvement is really, to me, more important than her food. And her food's the bonus part of who she is, because she has not forgotten that it takes a whole to be successful, not a half, not 25%. You have to, everybody have to be part of the opportunity. And she understands that and she values that. Slutty Vegan is a product. It started, like she said, started in her bedroom. I always tell people on this show, you have to be motivated by an opportunity and you have to put a plan in place and you have to give effort for that plan to be successful. That's what you've done, Pinky, with your brand. You know, it's an idea. We all have ideas. And you decided that, guess what? I'm gonna put it in place. And then when people try to twist it, try to come in with their crazy idea or question you. First of all, whenever somebody question you on your idea, ask them how much are they participating? Are they participating with money? Are they participating with work responsibility? Or are they just participating because they're just verbally commenting? Those people you have to ignore first. And then when you get your business rolling, you have to understand, are people asking you to compromise? If anybody ever asks you to compromise on your idea for a one-time event, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Because you will never be able to recover, because you'll always be walking away going, I should not have done that. And why did I do it? Because you compromised your values. And you refuse to do that. And guess what? You're all over the city. Are we going out of the state here? What's happening here with Slutty Vegan? You know, and first of all, let me ask you a question. Why are you not on TV, girl?
You know, it's funny. I got 2 TV offers right now.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay.
It's coming. Soon come.
Okay, cool. Please be on TV. Okay. If they don't come, come talk to Rashawn McDonald. We get it all straight. Okay. But you're special. And I think that from my whole take on you being on TV, the food's awesome, but they gotta capture you.
I'm actually working on a TV show where I am helping struggling Black and Brown businesses revitalize their brands.
There you go.
So that's one of the shows, and the other show is A Dinner at Pinky. So two shows that'll potentially be on major networks. So we're in the process of that happening right now. So I'm working.
You keep me posted.
And I just got a book deal with Simon & Schuster, so I'm excited about that as well.
That's my girl over there. You with my girl, Don Davis?
No, I'm not with Don.
Okay. That's
my girl. Simon
& Schuster. She's a Simon & Schuster. She's the bomb. But guess what? You the bomb too. So not saying you with the wrong person. But again, thank you for coming on my show. I appreciate you. Giving me 32 minutes of your time.
Thank you for having me. Listen, and anytime you need me, I'm here.
I appreciate you. And again, tell your team to get those all the information. Every time you open a restaurant, please let me know so I can support you. And I'm serious about that. Twice a month, I send out my newsletter. It goes out every Wednesday. So let me know. I'll drop it in there. This is free stuff. This is part of my community help, especially with young entrepreneurs. And not saying that you're a young entrepreneur, but we all know the marketing is key. And somebody might see you over here, might give you another opportunity to sell something over there. Again, thank you for coming on my show, Pinky Cole. Thank you.
PC. Talk to you, and I appreciate it.
PC, you be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
If you want to hear more interviews of Money Making Conversation interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is over $300 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player finance.